We are on.
Hello.
Check. Check. Check.
No, it's brunch time.
One, two.
I stop eating before it because I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I sometimes eat food during brunch time podcast, but I find it does disrupt the conversation just a little bit.
Wee bit.
And it probably makes other people hungry.
Or grossed out by the chewing.
That could be.
So we apologize if that's the case.
The Brunch Time Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. And today, I saw this. This is apparently trending on Twitter. I didn't know Twitter still existed. I thought the only people that used Twitter were like athletes and the president.
Right? Yeah.
And that's about it.
It seems about the only people that you notice, I guess, that do.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is perfect for as things are starting to, in my opinion, when August hits, that's when we pretty much change seasons into school year. Because
yeah.
School starts, I mean, across the United States, I've seen people already starting school.
Already?
Yeah. Like, especially down south, like I have relatives out in Arizona. Mm-hmm. They already started school.
That's crazy. I mean, at least I'm hoping that they get out earlier than most then.
Yeah.
Or get more break time in between or something.
I think they have multiple breaks throughout the year more than like up here. We usually have the typical summer break, spring break, and then a winter Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got like a couple, like a week off in certain points
That's
throughout the year.
Nice.
Which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But summer jobs. Don't you just love working in the summer, trying to make some cash?
Yeah.
If you're a high schooler, it's not bad because you are making some extra cash and you still live with your parents. So it's just bonus money.
Mm-hmm.
But then some people have summer jobs and it's like they need that money.
Exactly.
So what would be some of your most memorable summer jobs?
Well, I basically had one in part. Well, two. I babysat for a bit.
Nice.
The demon children that lived down the block from me, who, by the way, friends of the family now, love those kids to death. And they're like the best.
Wait, you said friends of the family, but you started with demon children?
Oh, trust me. They know. They're like, yeah, we were jerks when we were kids. I'm like, well, at least you acknowledge that. But now to this day, I'm like, you guys are like the best kids ever. They're so smart, so on top of their game, like so already successful.
Let's be honest. Kids that were jerks as kids, they're still jerks.
Oh,
they've just dialed it back just a little bit or have learned to mask it. I was a jerk as a child. I am still a jerk.
Are you masking it?
I am admitting it. not all the time. Not really at all, actually. I've as I've gotten older, just realized just be yourself. If it's a jerk,
give the sass.
That's why I don't really have friends.
There you go. Well, anyways, they ended up turning out to be really nice. Good kids and everything. But yeah, I did do that for a while, but I took them over from my sister who started babysitting them. And then caddying, that was my main summer gig. I caddied from the time I was 13 to about 22 years old.
I wish I was a babysitter.
Yeah.
They made good money. I never got to babysit.
I did not make good money as a babysitter.
Well, they made decent money.
Well, nowadays when I hear about what people make babysitting, I'm like, what? That was not
right.
at all the
that's,
case.
That's what I'm saying. It's like I had friends that were babysitting. They make some pretty solid cash for not doing anything.
Yeah. Caddying, though, when I was a golf caddy, dang, I made bank, honestly, during the summertime because I worked at a really nice club where members would pay like 25 grand or more just to be a member there.
Sure.
And then they'd have to pay their caddy. They have to pay for all these other things. So
they actually tipped well? Because I feel like when you get into those hoity-toity, those really rich people, they're like, mm-hmm. I'm already spending $25,000.
Right.
Why do I need to spend any money on you?
Exactly. So you definitely had golfers like that. And for my first or second year, you got plenty of those coming
sure.
through. But then nowadays, when I was finishing up caddying at age 22, so that was 6 years ago for me, I heard about like some of the first years making like $100 a round, which by the way, once we reached when I reached year nine, that's basically what I was averaging around. But I'm like, whoa, 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 your first year, you're 13 years old. Why are you making $100 a round? I made like $20 a round in the beginning.
How many rounds do you get knocked out in, say, a day?
A day? On average, because we actually had a lot of caddies that were part of our club, would get one round.
Oh, but some still people, $100 a day.
So yeah, some people would double loop and do two, but I mean, then, which is like 8 hours of work, but it doesn't always work like that because with caddying, it depends on what club you come from.
Sure.
But the way ours worked out is, we still don't know to this day how it worked. Our caddy master would just randomly select people.
And the caddy master.
But no, it was such a bummer because you could show up at 6 o'clock in the morning and then some kid could show up at like 11 mm-hmm. and he would get out before you and you'd be like, excuse me, what? And it would be really frustrating, but it doesn't work like that at every club.
So it's a lot of waiting around in the clubhouse?
Yes.
In the caddy shack.
Yeah, it was in the caddy shack. Yep. So nice. It sounds cooler than it actually was. But you made a lot of good friends there in the meantime because we're all stuck on the benches basically waiting around to get out. Because when I started, it was popping with golfers. But then, I don't know, as the years went on, I mean, the economy did kind of drop in my times of caddying. Sure. So you wouldn't have as many rounds because there wouldn't be as many members as usual, at least golfing during the weekdays.
Wait, people golf during the weekdays?
Rich ones do.
Jeez. Don't they like work to make that money?
Right. But what about you? What are some of the summer jobs you've had?
Well, my first official summer job was actually working at the radio station.
Oh, right. So wait, 18 years old?
Yeah,
okay.
I was 18 going on 19.
Okay.
Was looking for a summer job. Didn't want to do anything and was listening to the radio and they were like, we're looking for a stunt boy, man on the street kind of person. And I was like, I like stupid stuff. I can entertain people.
Totally.
Sure. Let's give it a shot. And speaking of golf, my first stunt on the rock station was putting a golf ball down this main road that runs right along the radio
station.
Right
on Napier Avenue, eh?
Which is a very busy, busy road at 7 o'clock in the morning.
That seems unsafe and seems like you should have reported the rock station at the time.
It was memorable,
yeah.
To say the least, for not only the people listening, they talked to me about it for like 10 years afterwards. Like, oh man, I remember you put a golf ball down the road. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Because
like,
I was like
playing Frogger
at the moment on the phone with the morning show talking while I'm trying to dodge cars.
And that was before the times of like headphones that you could plug in to talk on.
I did have headphones actually.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did.
Okay, good. Oh, need a sip.
Good. Delicious.
Refreshing.
I think I had an earpiece of some kind or something. All right. I had a flip phone.
Oh, nice.
I know I had a flip phone for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a while because I had to go. There's a golf course right before the river. And I had to putt from this room, actually, where this was where the rock station was. I had to go down the hall, down the road. And then I just count my strokes every time. And if I lost a ball, then I had to drop and do a new one.
Oh, my God.
I lost a few balls. Just imagine me with a putter and cargo shorts full of golf balls.
Yeah. I'm surprised the police didn't stop you at one point.
No, I think the police were, I walked by some police. They did not stop me. I think they were more entertained.
Yeah.
And were just making sure I wasn't damaging cars at the moment, which I didn't end up hurting any cars. There were a few that got caught in the wells there and kind of shot out the side, but didn't damage any cars.
This is pretty entertaining, actually.
That was fun.
Yeah. The police are probably like, crazy guy or...
They were probably laughing.
Man doing stunts. Let's wait and see.
Do I pull over the person speeding or the random kid standing in the road with a golf club?
Let's wait and find out.
Let's see if he does anything stupid. But it did work out nice.
Nice.
I had a great time with it. But yeah, this was my first official summer job. So I still feel like I'm on the summer job.
Wow.
Even after 13 years of doing this.
Hey, I told you it took 9 years for caddying, so sometimes they last for a long time.
Right. used to have a summer job being cleaning out and delivering porta potties.
Oh, yeah. I remember
you telling
me.
So that was fun.
That sounds delightful.
It was a great job. I learned a lot, got in shape, and got to be outside.
Yeah.
So it was fun. Got to drive.
Yeah. I was going to say, being outside is actually a really cool thing, especially if it's the summertime. Obviously, winter is a different story, but yeah.
And really, any delivery job, is fun because you, one, you become a better driver. Mm-hmm. You get better with dealing with people because you get a lot of dumb customers.
I'm sure.
And smart ones and helpful ones and not so helpful ones. So you get to learn how to deal with people.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Nice.
But yeah, it could get dirty. And not fun. But there were fun days. So
I imagine it'd be very smelly sometimes.
It can be. More smelling of too clean than dirty.
Okay.
Because all of the different deodorizers and cleaners and things that you have to do to make it smell nice. It was pretty intense.
Hose it down as much as you can.
Yep, hose it down, drop it and reverse it, you know, all those different things that she had to do with porta potties. So there you go. Pretty much my only summer jobs that I think I've had.
Yeah.
I did that like multiple summers throughout college.
Yeah.
So, but it was good. You said you did waitressing as well.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably the last of it. And it was waitressing, but that kind of like started at the end of my caddy career.
When you hung up the golf bag?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. I think I caddied for another year or two once I started waitressing, but I started that going into college, so it was like the end of the summer, and that kind of just lingered for 5 years.
Did you ever get to be one of the, I don't know if they had them at the fancy club that you worked at, but I know some golf courses will have the beer vans.
Yeah.
Where you, or the beverage vans where you drive around the course and you deliver beverages.
Yeah,
Did you ever get to do that?
No,
that would have been fun.
Because that was actually like the clubhouse staff members who did that. Yeah, yeah. So they were separated. So it was in Chicago, it was right off of 87th and Western, if anybody knows where that is. But basically the golf course was separated into nines. You had to go under a tunnel to get to the back nine.
Okay.
So it's like that separated our staff. Like the caddies on this side, clubhouse staff members on this side.
Did you guys ever have a turf war?
We should have, because that would have been sweet. But
just
no,
like West Side Story style. One's holding like a six pack in their hand, just swinging it around.
The other one's
holding like, yeah, golf clubs.
Come at me, bro.
That'd be a good fight.
Right.
That's going to happen this fall. Find a golf course and let's have a brawl. But we'd love to know what your summer jobs were. You can always comment and send us a message if you want. You can comment on this podcast. If you download the Cool Coast app in your app store, just search for 98.3 The Coast. You can also send us a message via something called Open Mic.
Yep.
I haven't figured it out yet, but you probably can because you're probably more tech savvy than we are. But it's pretty cool. So go check it out, and we'll be back with another Brunch Time podcast brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. We'll be back tomorrow maybe.